excited about the movie. Thank you so much. But I'm so sort of, I just think that something sort of miraculous happened in this whole process, that it's a joy to have my name on it, but it's so much sort of, about me, you're next to me. It's just a beautiful thing to happen, and I'm so proud of the company.
Well, great work, both of you. Congratulations. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Which is that Sue Ellen has been found, she's good, and the reason that she disappeared and we were so worried about her was that it's a really nice result, actually, because she had the third baby, and her boyfriend had been supporting her to stay home with the kids, which is what she really wanted, and she's really happy about it. But she sort of, she lost touch with everybody, but for the really nice reason that she wasn't needing to work, and so we're really happy to have that update. We're going to change the updates so that people don't worry about her as much as people worry about her. So that's the really, really good news. The bad news is that Tiana, who was supposed to be here, couldn't get a visa, which is so heartbreaking. I know.
We're so hoping.
And he's truly is just beyond amazing, as you might suspect by now. But sort of reminded me actually what he's sort of up against, that we couldn't, with all our best efforts, get him here. So it's sort of reminding me about how the world is. But do you want to say anything, Angus, before we...
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, I mean, it's not, despite the best efforts of Hot Docs and E1, our sales agent distributor here, who made every effort to get him here. We were trying not to have him go through America, so we had to do US immigration. And then we didn't realize that Canadian immigration was... It happened in Rio, but anyway. He really, really wanted to come to Toronto. So we're here. I'm happy that he could be here with us as well. So
we saw a response of the subjects and characters in the film to the artworks, that they'd seen the film, and was their response to the film?
Well, they've all seen the film. Tiao was actually with us. We had the great opportunity to be in Berlin. And Tiao actually saw the film for the first time on a really big screen. It's the biggest screen in all of Germany. Just like you saw tonight, no one knew he was in the audience, and he came up on stage, and it was obviously a wonderful reaction, but he loves the film, and everyone else has seen it, but they've seen that in sort of small formats, and it's completely different when you see it up big, but the reaction in Berlin was great. We hope to do the same thing.
Yeah, we're going to have a real premiere as well. My moment, maybe my sort of proudest, most emotional moment in my life was actually sitting next to Tiao in the Berlin premiere of the largest screen in Germany, and looking at Tiao crying, watching Tiao on the screen crying. You know, it's like filmmaker heaven, we're going to have a premiere in Rio, in Gramacho, we're hoping, for Rio Film Festival, which we're sort of trying to cook up something special for Gramacho for September. End of September.
Tell us, obviously, Vic's also amazing. Tell us a little bit about coming to meet him and how the film came to be made.
I would say it was a beautiful collaboration with Vic, Angus, and me in terms of kicking it off, and I was just so lucky. Angus is, just such a wonderful producer to have sort of believed in me as a filmmaker and Vic as an artist. And it was sort of beautiful meetings and conversation. It was super organic, and it's hard to tell a really sort of precise story, because it was sort of conversations and us all being excited about working together, and it seems so sort of hindsight being 2020, it seems like a straight line from us all meeting to this feels so meant to be. But it was really just one of a million conversations that just so happened that I met Angus and talked about working together. That seemed like a great idea, and you, Vic, thought this was a great idea, and I'd heard of Vic and liked the pictures of Junk series and thought it was very cinematic, and Vic loved my film Blindside, and we talked about how making a movie about one piece of art making would be like a really cool structure for a documentary. And we both love garbage, and it's true. And I sort of thought that it would be really interesting. I think Vic's a genius, and I thought it would be really interesting to make a film that was just about one piece rather than like a film about different pieces of work. There's films like Prince Tree Sun, which is an amazing film, just about one painter trying to make one painting, and I thought it would be really cool to challenge Vic to make one piece. And it was just a really beautiful collaboration.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sums it up. I mean, I had met Vic many years ago and just thought he was an amazing character and thought he was someone who could really carry off a film like this and do some of the social projects he was doing. And I had the added benefit of all of us, we were able to watch this film unfold over 3 years and to see Vic working in the many layers that he works and then to have the film as this beautiful layer on top of this amazing story, and to see Lucy putting that film together as well, so the layers, the organic layers, more than even a giant dimension. So I have a real privilege of watching Lucy from beginning to end, so put this whole thing together, in addition to watching Vic, so I got to sit and watch both of them.
So, happy to take your question. We'll just start with you. I'm sure.
I'm a little shy about watching the movie, actually. Yeah. And I sometimes, I wish he was here for you guys. But also, maybe it's easier that he's not. I mean, he's so great, and I sort of wish he was here the whole time. And we've had screenings. He doesn't. I mean, partly he's an incredibly busy guy, but he's sort of shy. I mean, I don't know if he can watch. I don't know if he could be here with you watching him, and it wouldn't be weird, but.
Yeah, I'd sort of agree with you. I think Derek has nothing against Toronto. And no, Vic loves the film, and he's really, really happy with it, which is great. I think there was areas where Vic was nervous, being up on stage. I think doing something like this, it can be very invasive. I think it was a great credit to Vic to allow us and to allow Lucy into his life to that extent. And that's not, but he's a very private person, always a very public image. But he was fantastic about it. And he was really, really pleased with the end product, although nervous about it as well, as it was happening. But I think once he saw it, he knew the work that Lucy had done on Blind Side other films. I think, to be honest, he's also nervous about how the art community would react, because it's, there's the general public and then how the art world would react. It's a very sort of snarky little world. Someone's in the art community here. but that community has reacted incredibly strongly from artists. Shrina Shah, who's a fantastic Persian artist, was at Sundance and she saw the film. She knows Vic, and she was in tears after the film at Sundance and came up to us and said, I've known him for years and I didn't know any of this about him. He's very private about what his background is. And he doesn't want that to be a big deal about who he is, and he came from a poor background. And we're screening at MoMA, who's really pleased about it in July. So that community is really embraced it as well. So
yeah, I got a bit obsessed with his poor background and coming full circle, and his zest for social projects maybe coming from this idea that they're for the grace of God do I, and the sort of snakes and ladders idea about life, which I think for me is really part of it. When I think about the film, I think about a lot about how life deals with these hands. And but it's not something that it's not something he talked about much outside of the movie at all. So I think that's a factor as well.
There's a question there, and then we'll go there. Go ahead.
I'm just curious to know, do you anticipate the influence of this film on the Olympics in Rio? Is that in 2012?
I think in light of Brazil, the question being in light of Brazil hosting the Olympics, you see the film having some kind of social political impact there.
Yeah, it's of interest. I mean, we like to think that we start in the back by the rolling. So we made the film and then they decided to give the World Cup to Brazil, they decided to give it to Rio. Honestly, seriously, in terms of the social impact, the film hasn't been shown widely in Brazil yet. Ever like this. And
more
Toronto's have seen it than Brazilians. Yeah, so we're going to be showing it the first time at the Rio Festival, and Lucy talked about the Rio Festival has been hugely supportive on this. A wonderful woman there called Villa Santiago who runs it, and we plan to do a joint screening on Copacabana downtown. town, but also do a huge screening in Jardim Yamato at the same time for all that entire community, which would be really cool. So it'll be interesting to see how the Brazilians react to the film. I was with Ilda in Berlin, finally able to make it to our screening, and she had tears in her eyes watching the film, and just said that so you can understand from a Brazilian how powerful this film is, because it's a Western, it's a non-Brazilian film, but also a very Brazilian film, because we're led by Vic, we're led by Tiago, we're led by all these people, but there was a real alchemical beauty to what we did here, being both Brazilian and non-Brazilian. So we're looking forward to seeing the reaction in Brazil. You should know that Jardim Yamato is closing down, and is on the verge of closing right now, because it's reached capacity, which is a good thing, but we all create lots of garbage, and it has to go somewhere. There are other landfills that are opening up. They will be very, very different from Jardim Yamato. As you can imagine, the Brazilian government and people don't want this type of thing taking place. But sadly, that community lives off, I mean, there's 25,000 people who live off of the work and the money, and there's no jobs for them to go to. There's nothing else for them to go to. So one of the things that Tiago has been doing, and which Vic's money will assist him with, and which the profile of the film will hopefully assist the association with, is moving from collecting the garbage in Jardim Yamato to creating, to going to large companies and actually winning contracts to recycle garbage directly from them. So that's where the association's going right now. That's what Tiao's doing right now. The money that Vic is providing with. And I should also add now, we've won numerous awards, as Sean mentioned earlier, on this film, and Lucy and the entire film team, we've donated close to $35,000 in addition to what Vic's done from audience awards and from other awards. It's really exciting. You know, when we got involved in this, we knew it was a beautiful film, there were beautiful people involved, but it does just keep on going, and that was totally unanticipated. Or Vic or anyone.
There's one question and we'll come back to you. Go ahead.
Hi, firstly, thank you. That was incredibly moving, sort of shaping from it. The subjects are so fascinating. Did Vic choose the subject of the collaborative and were there other subjects that were left out?
How were the subjects chosen?
Jose and Carlos. Yeah, there were a couple of people on the editing floor who saw them before. Anna, but Cooper and me. So that was a tough decision. But it's interesting that people are so wonderful, right? But you actually in the movie, I mean, I guess generally like what you see in the movie is sort of pretty much you can really trust it. I sort of feel like myself and everyone on the team are sort of very accurate filmmakers. So if you see it in the movie, you can pretty much trust that's actually what happened. But a lot of the meetings really, those people sort of found us and they happened on camera. You saw the first meeting with Isis the very first day, and Tiago's movie. I mean, that really happened like exactly in the movie, just super organically, and then it was just perfect already. So those were the people that they worked with. I'm sure that the older I get, the more I realize that everything's impacting everything, and I'm sure that the presence of the film is certainly, a big part of. We did talk to Vic a lot about the structure of the film and working with characters, subjects, participants. So I'm sure it was all part of the factor, but it really was so organic and just effortless. And the first time we met Volta was not the exact moment that you see at the end of the movie, which she so beautifully cycles through the frame and honks his kind of trash trinket form, which I love. But that, the first time I went there, that exact thing happened to us. He cycled in, I thought, okay, we've got a movie. This guy just, the first time I saw him, I knew he had a movie and that he was beautiful and he was going to be in it. And the only person he didn't see his meeting was Irma, and I think the fact that she had this unique role as the cook was very interesting to Vic and to us. She was the only one you don't see a sort of meeting on camera, but it was really sort of very easy like that. And there were very many people, and they sort of did strip. And there were very many people who were thrown off that didn't go out and have their portraits.
Just on that note, the next step, were you ever worried in terms of your impact and Vic's impact? I mean, obviously comes out in the film, but what did you think personally in terms of how his events in their lives might go right or wrong?
I'll repeat the question now. How could both Vix and the filmmakers involving lives and the subjects, was there's an opportunity for both positive and potentially negative change?
Yeah, I worry about this a lot. It's sort of the thing that, you know, maybe this was slightly less scary than my last film, was eight blind people on Everest, and you know, the camera crew, and that was really, you know, incredibly traumatic for me, trying to figure out that nobody got hurt because of the filming in process. And this was maybe less sort of life or death, but ultimately, I think that responsibility is just overwhelming and constant. And I constantly ask myself as a filmmaker, who's benefiting here? Because I know I am. You know, I'm the happiest person in the world to be able to make this movie and share it with you. So you've got to completely ask, you know, how I think, you know, the impact is going. And I still do, and I still, but when I truly sort of try and sum it up, and when I have that argument, I think that's a really, really good argument Vic Angelina and Fabio have, and I'm so glad it's in the movie. I think it's genius, because this is, you know, I don't know the answers, but I want the question to be part of the movie. I'm so glad that it is. And I guess when I think about that, I wind up thinking this may be the best thing I ever did. But I have to sort of really think about it a lot, turn around.
Just add, I think it's a really important point both for Vic, as you see in the film, but also for the documentary filmmakers. And I think, obviously, there's someone operating the cameras, but behind the cameras at that moment when that debate takes place, the same debate's going on in our heads at that moment. And when you're listening to Vic and Janina, they're both right. There's no one. Actually, I think most of us, outside the context of this film, as people I know, would tend to be on Janina's side. Vic's is a slightly different view, but we're following Vic. So we follow Vic. But it was, it's a big question. But when you see someone like Tiao's able to do, and when you see what happened here, you think, well, I wouldn't know what Vic did, but actually maybe Vic was right, or there's a lot of what Vic did, which was right. And I think that's part of the beauty of this film and the magic of being able to get that conversation, which happened very organically. The reason for that discussion wasn't to discuss that. There was a 3-hour, 4-hour discussion, and suddenly that's what was going on inside their heads. They hadn't had a chance to discuss it yet, and it came out, and it was a very powerful discussion. We, when the cameras go off then, of course, you know, have our little thing to say about it, and then try and step back as well. But it was, I think it's a really good question, and a pretty big question for everyone who's involved.
We're gonna start to wrap up, go ahead.
That's a fantastic point.
Just to repeat the question, is there any mechanism being set up for audience members or things that...
We've got a website which is on there, which is www.wastelandmovie.com. And we will be iterating an entire website in there where people can donate directly or stay in contact with what's happening with the Catadores. We've got a Facebook page, which is really great, really dynamic, which is Wasteland, which you can go to. And please, all of you, come and join it. It gives you all sorts of updates. It's easy to update the Facebook page rather than have to pay our website designer.
We check it every day. We get really happy people writing it.
So yeah, there are things like that. And there's a lot of work that's going on. Tiao was in Berlin. We had a fantastic executive producer, Jackie DeBottom, who's not here today, who took Tiao around to see all the most advanced recycling companies in the world in Berlin. They're now hoping to partner with Tiao and do work with him in Brazil as well. Because there is actually a very strong Toronto connection to this film as well. And some of the audience who's actually not paying any attention to me right now, well, I would like to thank Matt, if you can hit Charlotte. I'd just like to thank Shaman, Mickey, and E1, and Shaman's entire team at E1. Shaman is an institution. You're very, very lucky to have her here. We met 3 years ago at Cannes. She's the most fantastic sales agent in the world. And everyone else's eyes were glazing over when we were pitching with a few little minutes of footage on this idea that art could be transformative or change people, except for Shaman and Mickey, who jumped up and down and said, I love that. So, Shaman, thank you very much. We're really happy to be here at E1's hometown and to be with Hot Dogs as well.
Thank you. E1 will be releasing the film in the coming months. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. Thank you so much for this wonderful work. And on Wednesday, streaming again, folks.